I feel like this idea of networking is one of the most overused and misunderstood concepts in like all of the DCP. How many times do you feel like in your program did you hear this word, just networking and network?
So many. So I like honestly, like I feel like if we had a dollar for every time we heard the word network, we wouldn't have to be in the DCP. But yeah. Like there's just so like when it comes to like networking, I feel like the word is thrown out literally at least 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. On your college program.
Yeah. So. And now, of course, being a leader, like you're on the other side of it, so you have both perspectives.
Yes.
Do you feel like now you're the one saying that word all the time?
Yes. But I feel like I try not to throw it in their faces of like, mm-hmm. you have to network to get where you want to be. Because I think that's like the hugest like stigma with networking is that like, if you want this, like a certain role, you have to like network to get there, which like, yes, you do, but you don't have to like 100% put everything in just networking. Like mm-hmm. you should also be putting time in for yourself to make sure you get to that goal as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's dive into like what networking actually is, because like Josiah said, like there are maybe misconceptions about it, or it just gets thrown around so much that it kind of just becomes a buzzword. Like, what does it actually mean to be networking? What does that look like?
So I think here, I'm like, while you're on the college program, it's truly like there's so many roles in Disney World, and like there's so many different things that you could do. When it comes to networking, I truly think it's you getting to learn more about that role and what that person does and how they got to that role. I think a lot of people have different journeys. Sometimes it takes them 10 years. Sometimes it takes them 2 years. So truly, like when it comes to networking, it's learning how that person got there, but also too, like what work did they put in to get there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For context, for people who are kind of coming into this new, like Disney College program, it's this once in a lifetime internship experience at Walt Disney World Resort. For us, we know that you're not exactly placed in the areas where you necessarily would want to build a career, right? So can you talk about just the why we say it so much and why it's so important?
Absolutely. So like when it comes to you being in a role that you didn't want or don't have no information about, use your leaders or your coordinators as resources, because they know so many people, and it's truly like who you know and those people who they know, because they can know someone who's in that industry or in that area that you want to work in, and they're like, oh, you know what, let me connect you with my friend, so you can get more information. So even though you're not in the role that you truly want to be in, like use your resources, and those resources are going to be your leaders, your coordinators, and even sometimes your peers.
Mm-hmm. So like almost, I mean, it's a literal network. Like you start with one person and just kind of build from there. I feel like one of the misconceptions though, and I think you kind of touched on this, is like networking is not the end all be all, like the one solution. Like it really is more of that relationship building. So how do you think about approaching it more as like a relationship versus like, let me talk to every single person
yeah.
that has a Disney World name tag?
I think when it comes to that, it's being genuine of wanting to know who that person is, not just for their role, but like who they are as a person. There's been so many times where like I used to network, but then like now I'm friends with that person and we have a genuine connection with each other. And it's just doing that check-in, whether it be every 3 months, every 6 months, every 9 months, just doing like a genuine check-in of like, hey, like how's thing going in your world? Mm-hmm. And like, here's what's going on in mine. So I believe like when it comes to networking, it has that option to turn into genuine connections too.
Yeah. It's interesting for me because like I'm someone who I have like a lot of outgoing, I guess, roles and responsibilities. But for me, I'm pretty introverted, like very introverted. And I can only imagine for somebody who's like fresh to Disney and trying to figure all this out, who's also an introvert, like how do I kind of go about that? So what advice would you have for somebody who prefers to kind of keep to themselves but understands that they need to go out there and do that?
I think it's truly just getting out of your comfort zone. And that's the hardest part when it comes to being in the college program, is getting out of your comfort zone, because we're so used to being in this little world of ours where it's like, okay, I'm just focusing on myself, but I do have these goals. So what do I need to do to push myself to get to that goal? And a lot of times when you network, like people will be like, oh, like I'm also an introvert, but this is what I did to help me get out of those things. And whether that being like you join a burg or like you're going to the volleyball that happens during the fall and things like that. So I think it's just truly putting yourself out of your comfort zone will help you get there.
Okay, but if I'm like really shy and I don't know how to approach someone, or I just like don't know how to begin like a professional conversation, like do you have any tips, I guess like one-liners for how to start that?
I think one of the easiest one-liners are going to be, tell me about your Disney career. How did you get to where you are? Because when they talk about their career, there might be a certain path or like a certain thing that they did that you're like, oh, wait, I can connect with that. So when you find something that you can connect with someone, it just makes it easier to talk to them. It's more of a flow and not like a, okay, this is my next question kind of thing. So
What I've often found is like when I find those people, it's very easy to not just like follow up with that, but they kind of become like a mentor, somebody that I can actually go to and build like a true relationship with. Did you find when you were networking that you had people that you could see as a mentor?
So when it comes to like networking and mentorships, I really didn't start all of that until I had my internship and becoming a leader. And so I was being able to like work hand in hand with one of my peers who she has been a leader for a long time. And I would just do things of like, I would type out an email to someone and I'd be like, hey, like, can you overlook this before sending it out? Just to make sure I hit like the right points of what I wanted to come across of like wanting to meet someone, wanting to know more about their role and their journey versus it being like, hi, my name is Jalen. Can we meet? Because that's really awkward.
Please give me meat.
I feel like one of the funny things with networking and especially with having a mentor is like, I want to talk to you, but I also am afraid that I'm taking up too much of your time like I don't want to bother you too much. How do you kind of find that balance of like respecting other people's time too?
I would always be like, hey, do you have time to talk today? Like, do like those like little simple things. And I'm like, if you're busy, like that's okay. But even like learning now with some of my like mentors and people that I go to for advice, like I will send them like an email calendar, but like in the email calendar, I'll go, hey, like if you need to move this because you're busy, like please feel free to do so. So I just try to be like as flexible as I can. And of course, like things pop up all the time, but just like knowing that you have to be flexible when it comes to like having a mentor and networking and things like that is something that you have to accept for yourself.
Yeah. And just like how, you know, if someone wanted to network with you now that you're a leader, like you probably have your own schedule. They may have to be flexible too.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Give and take.
Do you find when you talk to some of these people that like, I want to be able to be this for somebody else either now or down the line at some point?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. 100%. Especially because when new people do come on the team, it's a lot. It's very overwhelming. Disney World is overwhelming. And especially for a new like college program who come on the team, like I always tell them like, hey, this is a safe place. Like you can talk to me about any and everything and I'm going to do what I can to help you. Yeah. Like, yes, I am your leader, but also too, like I'm here to help you grow as not only a person, but like in your career as well. So,
yeah. So have you had college program participants come to you and ask for you to be their mentor?
Yes, I have, which is, it's kind of like really full circle for me. Cause being on my college program, I never expected to become a leader. But being able to like be that change and to help them grow into their careers is, it's really rewarding. So
yeah. There was something that you said that I don't want to skip over. You said you didn't really start taking that full step of like networking and finding a mentor until afterwards, right? After your program. What was it, do you feel like, that held you back, or what made you decide to say, yes, I'm going to start doing this now?
You could literally go into anything and it's going to be different than what you've done before. That's what really pushed me because I was like, I want to know more about this role and that role. So that's what pushed me more to get into networking.
Like on the opposite side of that, right? Being a mentor, being a leader, sometimes you do also have to have tough conversations too. So what are some of the things that people get wrong with doing this and in trying to grow? Like what can they do differently?
I think just being realistic of your goals, honestly. A lot of the times people want to become an Imagineer next year, but like there's so many different steps that you should take towards that. And honestly, it starts with your resume. Like I have a lot of participants who will come to me and they'll be like, I don't even know what to put on my resume because this is what I do every single day. So it's sitting down with them and literally talking about, all right, what do you do and how do you do it? And helping them write that resume. I think that's a good start for a lot of college program participants because they're like, well, I'm in attractions and I push a button. Okay, yes, you push a button, but like, what are other things that you do? You do safety things, you do efficient things. So I think it's truly, you just have to sit down and truly think about your role and what you do to help build that resume. So then that could be a good like jump start for you.
I love that you're giving very practical advice because I think that's so relatable. Like when you are early career, I mean, I know I was the same. I was like, I can't wait to be CEO in 20 years. It's like, oh, girl, there's so many more steps before that. And I love that you're able to like sit down with them and be like, yeah, like you want to be an Imagineer? Let's get you there. Here's the first, second, and third step that you need to take, which is, you know, exactly what a mentor does.
Yeah.
But I love that you're able to, you're like, no, maybe not in a year.
Yeah.
Maybe in three.
Yeah. And yeah. It's all about like being realistic with everything because like, you know, so many things happen in a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And it, if you can get there in a year, like I applaud you because like that's amazing. Oh, yeah. But like it's those niche roles that people want that they have those small teams mm-hmm. where they rarely have openings. So it's like, okay, let's be realistic about this. What are some other things that can help beef up your resume to mm-hmm. get you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know you kind of gave the example of someone saying like, oh, well, I'm attractions. I just push a button. Like, what does that have to do with XYZ? And you're like, well, actually, a lot.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. How do you help people think about like those transferable skills that they gain on the Disney College program?
I have them like really jot them down. Like, hey, let's talk about what you do every single day that you think is just the norm. And then I also say like, these skills can be used outside of Walt Disney World, you know? Like, what is one way that your communication skills, we have to talk to guests every single day. And in guest relations, like, we have those escalations. And I have a lot of college program who they're like, I'm not good with confrontation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whew, well, in this role, you're going to do a lot of confrontation.
You're going to be confronting, girl.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's awesome because truly seeing them grow, like, they're at the beginning of their program and they're like, I don't want to go out and talk to this person. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of their program and they're just like, oh yeah, like I'll go talk to them. I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I could tell them no. Like, you know, it's those things, it's seeing them grow like that, which like they don't see in themselves, but as a leader, I see it. And as a mentor, I see it. So it's really pointing out those little things for them that like, yes, it's your everyday job, but like you're doing so many different things that you can use outside of your program as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've talked a lot about the things that most people mention, like building up your resume, right, and networking. Are there any small things that people either overlook or forget about that you're like, you should also be focusing on these things too?
I think when you're in the college program, you get nervous to talk to like other leaders and other executives, but I encourage it because just saying hello, like, how's your day? That makes a difference in someone's life. And like, that you don't know like what that person's going through, and that executive might have had a really bad meeting, and then you're like, hey, like I hope you have a great day. They're gonna be like, oh, I remember Holly, she told me to have a good day that one day. So it's like those little things I think that people overlook because truly like they do make a difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like just be a normal human being.
Yeah, just being a normal human being, believe it or not.
Yeah, a happy normal human being. So now that you're on the other side, like, are you kind of keeping an eye out for that? Like, have you ever been like, oh my gosh, like, I had a great conversation with this person. Like, maybe they'd fit in this role.
Absolutely. Just recently over at Disney Springs, we had a networking event and I met with so many different college program participants. But those who like stood out to me were like, this is what I want to do. Like, how can I get there and what can I do? And one person even gave me their resume and they're like, can you overlook it and fix anything that looks bad? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Because when I was in my college program, I would have never done that. Like, I was too scared to do that. Like, give someone my resume, like, oh. So just the encouragement that a lot of our participants have nowadays, I think is amazing. It's gonna get them so far.
Yeah. There was like, for me in college, one of my favorite things was being around like all of my friends and mm-hmm. people who kind of had the same mindset too of how they wanted to grow or where they wanted to go. Not necessarily the same career field per mm-hmm. se, but people who just wanted to help each other out. So you're talking about that encouragement.
Yeah,
absolutely. Do you feel like either from a program perspective or even as a mentor and as a leader that you have other people around you that kind of have that same mentality?
I think that's huge too, because you're encouraging each other. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, did you apply for that niche role? Oh, so did I. Okay, let's see what happens. But like just seeing it in my like participants on my team, like they really encourage each other, like, hey, you should go pick up at another location. And they're like, oh, I can't do that. And they're like, no, you can, like, just go and it'll be fine. Just having that encouragement from your peers, I feel like helps a lot.
So you kind of have like this checklist of your networking, you get a mentor, you kind of go out and do it on your own and try to build. And now you're focusing on your career and like the next steps. What advice do you have for people who are ready to take that step? Like, I've done the work to get the knowledge and do the things that I need to do. And now I have to take like a big step forward.
I think when it comes to that, it's truly just putting it all in, you know, like going all in for it. Because worst case scenario, you're just going to get a no. But like, how many like no's are you going to get until you finally get a yes? And then you're like, all my hard work is paid off. And even if it could be as little as like sending someone an email, I know it can be so, so scary for people. But just having that courage to be like, hey, like, my name is Jalen, and I'm interested in this. It could be nerve wracking, but like just doing that first step of getting to know someone, I feel like could make you feel very accomplished, because you are doing something that's huge. Like, you're out of your comfort zone. And that's just going to be that first step, is just knowing what you want. And okay, who do I need to reach out to now to get what I want next, and putting yourself forward with all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever gotten a no, like in networking or?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So many times.
Yeah.
And again, like, that's just, it needs to be like realistic. Like, yeah. I love Disney fairy tale weddings. And I like reached out to someone. I was like, hey, like, I'd love to like know what your role is about. And like, she was like, oh, like, so sorry, like, we're going to be busy the next couple of weeks, like, email me back. And in my head, I was like, dang, that was a rejection. So I'm like, So did I ever reach out back to her? No, but I probably should.
She gave me the invite.
I know. But it's just like those like little like,
yeah,
it's a rejection, but it's not a rejection. But like also too, you just got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're someone who, I mean, because I know you, I know a little bit of your journey. Yes, you've gotten the no's in like the dream networking situations, right? But you've also had no's in just what you expected and things that were a little bit more of like the realistic side. So how did you handle those moments?
I think when it comes to those moments, like, it's okay to be upset in the moment and be like, okay, I'm really bummed, but like, what can I do differently next time? And just taking that time to like, to really process, okay, what should I do better? What should I write down? Like, what should I be more prepared for? Cause I've done meet and greets with people where I've met them and I was like, I didn't tell them any information. And like, you know, the questions weren't up to par of how they should have been. It just like felt less prepared. So I didn't want it to feel like I was wasting their time. So going forward, I'm like, okay, these are the questions that I should ask. Like, and then they obviously like lead to natural conversations. But I mean, it's okay to get those no's, and it's okay to feel discouraged, because not everything's going to be perfect, but yeah, just pick yourself back up again and just keep going at it.
Do you have to fight that urge to like not take it personally, as like, man, I did something wrong, or I'm the worst in the world, or whatever.
All the time. And I think, right, when it comes to me too, like, I'm such a perfectionist when it comes to myself. Even in my role right now, like, I had no guest relations background before coming into guest relations. And so there'll be like certain situations where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why did I do it that way? Like, and then I run to my proprietor and he's like, you did fine, Jalen. Like, it all worked out. And I was like, okay, you're right. Like, so I think like truly, like, we, as people, we're just so hard on ourselves, and we have to remind ourselves like, it's okay. Everything's going to work out in the end. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's so common. I think you get a lot of high achievers who do a program like this, or who want to come work in these different roles at Disney. How do you kind of self-soothe, is maybe a little therapist-y, that's not the word I'm looking for, but like, how do you work through maybe some of those moments where you're like, oh my god, like, I wish I did this better?
I mean, for me personally, like, I just like literally have to like decompress. I just need a moment to myself, kind of thing. And I actually dealt with this with one of my cast members, because she's been networking her little butt off like crazy, trying to get into a role. And she was like, I'm burnt out, Jalen. Like, I don't know what to do. And I said, take a break. It is okay to take a break. Like, I told her, I said, do something that you love to do. Like, you've been so focused on networking that you haven't had time for yourself. Like, you need to like take your day off versus going and meeting someone, to like go to the parks, go to the beach, you know, do something fun. I think the stigma when it comes to networking is something you have to constantly do. But in reality, you don't. Like, it could be every 3 months, every 6 months. And I think that's one of the stigmas where people truly like will burn themselves out, and they're not going to want to do it anymore because they just do it so constantly.
As someone who is an alum of the program, having that experience, how do you think that has shaped who you are as both a leader and a mentor?
So for me, when I was on my college program, I spoke with my leaders like here and there. I wasn't like really involved, but I still had a good relationship with them. But they were just always so fun. And they're like, how can we make your college program better? So I was like, oh, like they care. That's awesome. And then being a leader now, like I want to be that person. Like, you know, I want them to be able to feel comfortable to come to me and talk to me, like not just about like themselves, but like their careers and what they want to do. But also too, like just being that support system for them. They're so far from home and you know, that's hard.
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds so fun. I want to join. okay, so little birdie told me you are a programs champion.
I am.
What is that? What does that mean?
So with me being a programs champion, I am the main liaison on my team for our college program participants. And basically what that is like any college program questions, feedback, things like that, like they can come to me for that. But also too, like I make fun little niche things for them. So at the beginning of their program, we did a little get together with everyone. They got to meet the vice president of Disney Springs. And then we got to talk about like their goals, what they want to learn in guest relations. But then we do different things. When was it? I think it was last month. We did a backstage tour of Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I was like, which one did we do? So yeah, we all went, but it was just the college program participants. So we all got to just hang out and vibe with each other, which was a lot of fun. A lot of steps on Tiana's Bayou Adventure. If you guys didn't know that.
You got to get all the way up there.
Yeah, you do. But it's cool.
Drop or whatever. Yeah.
The views were great and they had so much fun and they were all like, oh my gosh, like I didn't realize engineering does X, Y, and Z. So it helps expose them more of the different roles that we have at Disney as well, but it's still fun. And so it's just being able to be that person for them. Yeah. Like I said, on my college program, like my leaders were there, but I didn't know who my college program participant is, or my champion, I should say. So just being able to be like, hey, like I'm your champion. If you need anything, please let me know, whether that be housing issues or, you know, things that are happening in your program, like let me know so I can get you to the right people over there.
And I know they probably hear that a lot of like, let me know how I can help because of these things, I offer these services, right? But sometimes it doesn't always click of why it's so important. So being either from the perspective of a programs champion, a leader, a mentor, like why does it matter to have those things?
I think it matters because when they're here on the program, like essentially they're by themselves. Like they come out here and they put themselves out there. So just to know that they have someone who can answer those questions, or like maybe they're too afraid to talk to other leaders, but being like, oh wait, she's a college program champion, I can go directly to her. Like that helps so much for them.
Yeah. And I feel like when we think about mentors, obviously it's a business connection at the end of the day. Like you are talking to this person to grow in your career, but they are also a person. Like how do you walk that line of like professionalism versus like building an actual authentic relationship with another human being?
That is a really good question, because I feel like that's something that people kind of like teeter on and they're like, oh, like, I don't know if this is too personal or not. But just like, you know, and it could be as simple as like asking them like, okay, like you work in movies, like what's your favorite movie? And like learning those tiny like little things, or like what's your favorite Disney park, that you can make those connections with them. But also too, I feel like with me, with my mentors, I kind of let them know like, this is what I've done in the past. And like, this is what I want to do in the future. And they're like, ah, wait, I've done that before. And you kind of like dig deeper into that. So they're able to give you like a more of a, like a realistic, because always there's going to be like the paper of the role, but like, this is what really I went through. And they're able to show like those emotions. Mm-hmm. So I think that's able, like it helps you connect more with people in that way.
Yeah.
There are a lot of participants who Disney's not their dream. Like they don't want to stay here after this. So what do you kind of give the advice for them still to network, still to do these things, but from a different perspective?
I think when it comes to that, because obviously like Disney isn't everyone's dreams, but like being able to take those key networking skills that you learned here and being able to apply it in like other companies and other jobs. I feel like not everyone has their whole careers here in Disney. So just staying in touch with those and like seeing like on LinkedIn, like, oh, this person started a new job. Like you never know what you will need from that person in the future. So just being able to like still have those connections and just being genuine about it and being like, hey, I saw you started a new role. Congratulations. Simple as that, like just to keep that spark going, but using like the skills that you learned here at Disney World and outside, I feel like it just helps who you are as a person. Like, for instance, my sister, she did the college program. She was so shy, but she was a character attendant, so she was forced to talk to people. But now, like, she's so out of her shell, and now she's like a shift lead over at her new job. And so it's just being able to use those little skills that you learn here at Disney World to apply in your jobs outside of Disney World, I feel like helps a lot. Like, you just truly don't know what you're going to learn from the program. So it's kind of nice.
What would you say is like one of the biggest things you learned from your program?
I would say one of the biggest things I've learned was being true to myself. Mm. Like, I felt like whenever you come on the college program, you're like, okay, like, no one knows who I am. And some people, they're like, oh, like, I can, you know, try to be a different person. But, like, truly being yourself. Like, I made so many lifelong friends on my program. And still being here at the company, I've met so many amazing people. And it's just by talking to them and, you know, being true to who I was as a person. I really learned a lot about myself on the program as well. And in my internship, I learned a lot about myself. So I just feel like use this program to learn who you are as a person. Yeah. And apply that. So
for the person who is listening to this and they're like, Jalen, I've done all these things and I'm ready to take my next step. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to do it. What advice do you have for them?
It's hard to put yourself out there, but put yourself out there, make that leap. You know, it's hard, but I think when it comes to doing things like that and going out of your comfort zone, and whether that being emailing someone or setting up a meeting with someone, like, it, that's the hugest jumpstart that you could do for yourself.
So I think a lot of people come into this program and some people know exactly what they want to do. They say, I want to be an Imagineer in 1 year. Let's make it happen. And other people are like, this looked fun and I just wanted to do it and I don't really know what I want to do. What advice do you have for that latter camp of people who are just like, I don't really know how I use this or what I want to do or where my life is going and I'm scared. Help.
And that is so valid.
Yes.
Because I feel that way all the time. But one piece of advice that I would give out is write down like a list of like 10 jobs, and it could be blue sky, that you want in the company, and go, okay. And then talk to your leader and be like, do you know anyone who's in any of these areas? And seeing if they can reach out to you. So you can just talk to them and be like, what is your day-to-day like? Like, what do you do in your role? Because that's truly like the only exposure that you can get when it comes to not knowing what you want to do. Because there's so many things to do in this world. And like, it's so valid of like, I don't know what I want to do tomorrow, today, next year. So I think like just coming out with a list of like 10 things that you want to do, I think would help a lot. And that could be like your start of like, okay, I don't have to really do any of these things, but I have interest in these things. And like, when you have interest in roles that you're in, you're going to want to go to work. You're going to have fun. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important of just writing down blue sky. What do you want to do? Talk with your leaders, use your resources of trying to find those people who are in those roles. So you can set up like meet and greets with them, send them an email and saying, hey, like, I just want to talk to you about how you do your role every single day, what goes on in your world. So,
yeah, that's brilliant too, because it's like when you really don't know, then you can kind of figure out like, oh man, like I thought I really liked this role and I don't know, like it's not as appealing to me after heard like what is involved. Or yeah, the opposite. It's like, I don't know, this was kind of low on my list, but actually that sounds really interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
So either way, that's smart.
Jalen's giving people the roadmap, the
blueprint. I know, I'm like writing this down. I'm like, write down 10 jobs. Like,
you gotta do a master class. We'll pay you $50 to
$50. Sold. More like $100.
Yeah, you're right. 50 is like the discount. That's the Thanksgiving price.
Friends and family, that's what Josiah.
Friends and family.
$50 master class. Everyone else, it's $200.
Yeah. Make that money.
Yeah. Well, that is all the time we have for today. But Jalen, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us all this life advice for free.
Of course.
And for those who are at home listening or watching and want to hear more amazing people like Jalen, be sure to subscribe wherever you tune into podcasts. And for more information, go to DisneyCollegeProgram.com.
This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Kayla Messenger-McCarty, Destiny Mascara, Jackie Zapata, and Amanda Vitrano. Editing was completed by Carson Foster.
Production support provided by Brandon Cologne, Reese Meyer, and Jonah Alifantis. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. Creative support provided by Joshua Davila, Elisa Nikishin, and Felicity Andrews.
A special thanks to our hosts, Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams. A special thanks to the Disney Programs recruitment team and Disney Programs communications team. And our guest, Jaylen.